Stark, this is Rick Tidding on Irene Pennington. Irene, Irene, Pennington, Pennington. Date of birth, 5753. Date of visit, 3/22/24. Bring a copy for Andrew Dill. Dill is D-I-L-L, D as in David, D-I-L-L. Please make a copy for Andrew Dill, MD. Next paragraph. Dear Andrew, thank you for sending Irene Pennington for pulmonary evaluation. Next. History of present illness. This is a 70-year-old female who has been treated for recurrent episodes of bronchitis over the past 4 months, has completed two courses of antibiotics as well as oral steroids, and she continues to be symptomatic with increased sputum production and a chronic cough and foamy whitish yellow mucus production. The patient denied fevers or chills, night sweats or hemoptysis. She was sent for a chest X-ray on 12/7/23, which showed no active pulmonary infiltrates. She also complains of episodes of wheezing. And uses an albuterol inhaler as well as a nebulizer with albuterol and atrovent solution. The patient states she has not had any previous episodes of pneumonia. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of COVID-19 infection 2 years ago. She also has had gastric bypass surgery as well as a lap band for weight management. The patient also had left elbow surgery for ulnar nerve repositioning, and she has had a hysterectomy several years ago. Breast reduction surgery in 1980. Also mentioned the patient has been hypertensive for more than 25 years. Also mentioned she has borderline diabetes. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies listed. Next, habits, the patient denies smoking, but drinks alcohol occasionally. Presently retired. Next, paragraph, family history, father died in an auto accident. Mother died of cancer of the stomach. Cancer of the stomach, and one sister died of cancer of the kidney. Next, paragraph, system review, the patient has fatigue and no weight loss, no cataracts and glaucoma, no vertigo, she has sore throat and hoarseness and vertigo. She has no urinary burning, flank pains, does have joint pains and muscle aches and stiffness. She has shortness of breath, wheezing and cough. She also has diarrhea, but denies nausea, vomiting, or heartburn. She has palpitations and some leg swelling, and no arm pain or calf muscle pain. She has anxiety attacks. And she has occasional headaches and skin rash with itching. Next, Medlist, bistolic 20 milligrams daily, losartan 50 milligrams daily, hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligrams daily, cardizem 180 milligrams a day, Zoloft 100 milligrams daily, Crestor 40 milligrams HS, alendronate 70 milligrams weekly, and albuterol with ipratropium nebs BIDPRN. Next, physical exam, this moderately obese elderly white female is alert, no acute distress. Mild pallor, no cyanosis, no clubbing, and no peripheral edema. Blood pressure 130 by 80, pulse is 62, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 180, saturation 96. HGND norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds of the periphery with wheezes scattered in the upper lung fields. Heart, the utterance are irregular, S1 and S2. With no murmur, no S3 gallop. Abdomen is soft, protuberant without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexes of the 1 plus with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Number one is chronic bronchitis with reactive airways disease. Number two, history of hypertension. Number three is a possible obstructive sleep apnea. Number four is anxiety. And next paragraph, plans, patient I've been advised to get a CT chest and a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. CBC, BMP, IgE level, and also advised to use a Ventil and HFA inhaler, 2 plus TIDPRN. And placed on Tessalon Pearls, 100 milligrams Q8-hour PRN. A polysomnographic study will be requested at a later date. And she will continue using the nebulizer as before. And might need a long-acting steroid inhaler once the PFTs are completed. Thank you for this consultation. Patient will have a follow-up visit in 6 weeks. Thank you, Dr. Souza.